everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Francoise. I am back in the station live. Joining us in the boardroom, who he's running around right now, is Sean Flanagan, doing a few things. You know, we're gone for a week. We're two weeks, and everything just goes to pot. No. No, we are here. Everything is fine. Great to be here this morning. I want to thank Swiss Donuts on the corner of Country Club Monterey for our big box, of donuts. Now, back from Nashville, I have so much to tell you about the Nashville trip. So much. But we're going to do that in the second hour. I'm going to focus on a little bit of travel news and then a lot about the Nashville trip. And, of course, you will see that on television coming up in a couple weeks. Yeah, it's about going on a tour. Went with adult customized tour. So anyway, I'm going to sort of wait because we have a lot to talk about in the first hour, and maybe I'll, you know, a little bit of bits and pieces here. Y'all, everybody says y'all. Every time they answered, it was y'all. I kind of got used to that. I like that. All right, today's show is presented by Indian Ridge Country Club in Palm Desert. A lot of new things are happening there as well. We'll find out about that. We have a new sponsor for Traveling with Francoise. Now, remember, this show is owned by me. So if you know of a company that would work well with the show or the television show, that's mine as well. Please send them to the website. All my contact information is there, and have them talk to me. Some of my sponsors, for those of you who have been listening for 14 and a half years, they have been with me for 14 and a half years. But there's always room for some new ones. You know, you always get a little bit of shift and change there. So if you know of a company, just you can either send it to me, email their information, and I'll get a hold of them, or talk to them and have them just get a hold of me. But either way, I would always welcome new business. And this is Expert Repairs. Yes, they are the top level at Westfield Mall. You know them as the guys who put, Joseph there is the owner who puts the watches in your batteries and has jewelry for sale and big watches and clocks on the wall, lots of clocks on the wall. But Expert Repairs, they do just about everything. And something new, he just bought this new machine because he gets people all the time that want him to fix their eyeglasses that they break, the frames that they break, the titanium and whatnot. I don't know all the details. We'll have Joseph in it. He can talk about it. But they have a machine there now. So instead of throwing your eyeglasses away because you broke the frame and then going and spending a lot of money for a new pair of glasses, take them over to Expert Repairs at the Westfield Mall. Top level. There you go. That's my tip of the day. Okay, should you have any questions or just want to chat or have something to comment, which you might in the second hour, we're going to talk a little bit about the Civil War debate going on and history and what's happening and perhaps our schools. There was another article in the paper today about it. You can always give us a call at 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255. This last week, well, okay, the show has changed. Traveling with Francoise Television has changed. We are running the Lake Henshaw show. And then, I'm not sure. This Nashville show has been a little bit different than any other TV show we've put together. So I don't want to push cameraman Steve, who also edits and puts it all together for me. So I'm thinking 2 weeks for the Nashville show, only because we're trying to cover so many different elements in that show. It's just a little bit different. So we'll see. I mean, it's a great show about Nashville. I know it's going to be fantastic about Nashville, but I also want you to get the feel of what it's like to be on a tour. So I don't want to say this week coming up that the new Nashville show is going to be there. I'm hoping for the following week, but don't worry. The show coming up is about Lake Henshaw, and then I'll probably follow it up with Carlsbad for 1 week. A lot of you love that show as well. And we get a lot of new viewers all the time, so they probably haven't even seen the Carlsbad show. Today I do have some prizes, and I said the number to call again is 760-440-8255. You can always go to the website, travelingwithfrancoise.com, for our contest page, which is free. In fact, if it looks like the information on the website is a couple weeks old, always refresh because it changes weekly. So just make sure you hit that refresh button. I had a pop-up contest on our Facebook page yesterday, Traveling with Francoise, gave away some tram passes. You never know what's going to be on the show's Facebook page, so please like it at Traveling with Francoise. Now, there's over 1,000 likes on it, or followers. I get them all confused. There is a rogue one out there, Traveling with Francoise. It only has 2 likes. It doesn't have a picture or anything, so ignore that one. Yesterday on KSQ Channel 3 TV, I wasn't there, but I'll be back next week with my Nashville feature. So I already have that little CD put together, and there you go. All right. That's kind of caught us up until right now. So, Sean, I don't even hear you, so you might want to push.
Now you should.
There you go. Push the correct button. All right. Sean was a little late. He wasn't really late this morning. He thought he was going to be late. You made a record time.
I did. I was setting records.
Cathedral City to here in 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
That was crazy. There's no way I thought you were going to make it, but you did make it. And then this morning, folks, we've had a little issue with the streaming, so we're hoping.
I think it's up. I'm restarting my phone to see part of it's my phone.
Yeah.
So when I got the stream on, I could hear you, so it's streaming, but then the app crashed. So I'm trying to see if that's my phone. So
all right.
Hopefully everybody should be able to hear you.
Yeah. So if you, if you can't hear us streaming, you wouldn't be able to
call us. You wouldn't know.
Yeah, you wouldn't know, and you wouldn't be able to call us and tell you that you can't hear us. But we are on the radio, so we are there, and the show is always podcast. All right. Lots of things to talk about. Today, heat wave, 117 degrees it's supposed to be. I thought we were beyond this.
I saw on the news it was coming. It actually didn't. I mean, granted, I was running around anyways, but it didn't feel too bad out there this morning.
Well, yeah, you were going so fast.
I was jogging from the door to the car, but it didn't
there
feel too bad.
You worked up a sweat, and that cooled you off right away. See, that's what happened. But don't we usually get this kind of weird heat wave before it really turns the corner and then starts cooling off?
Yeah.
I thought every year we seem to have the same thing.
It's like a quick little kick.
Yeah.
It gets real hot to show you who's boss, and
right,
then it goes away for a little bit.
And we're saying we can't take, we're almost to the point, we're not quite, but we're almost to the point where we say we can't take it anymore.
Yeah.
We can't take it anymore. But so be careful today out there. Be careful. But I would rather have this than Hurricane Harvey going through the Coachella Valley. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. What these hurricanes do and these tornadoes and all this crazy stuff, it's just so scary out there that I just can't imagine live. And then the floods rising up into your house. And, I mean, here we go. We had that one little flood issue in La Quinta several years ago. But, I don't know. In Nashville, the weather was humid. It was 50% humidity.
I was going to ask you how was weather.
But it was very nice. And while you were running around getting the streaming fixed, Sean, thank you very much, by the way, I was telling everybody that we're kind of going to focus almost all the second hour of the show to Nashville.
Okay.
So we kind of, but yeah, it was humid, which I was like, I was running around so much, I just didn't let it bother me because I knew I only had so many days to be there.
Right. Yeah,
so
a limited time.
Yeah, I had to take advantage of it. The mosquitoes did happen to find me.
Did they?
On my leg.
They always find me.
Oh, my God. I even had spray, but anyway. Okay, back to here at the Coachella Valley. Tonight, Game of Thrones. It is the finale. I finally got hooked this season. I really don't even frankly care about the first 6 seasons because I know what's happening now, so what difference does it make?
Yeah, that's true. Janet's a big fan.
Yeah, that's what I go, what's the point? I could watch it all the way up to now, but really what's the point? So it will be back next year. This is not going to be the finale. Obviously, they have too many. Why would they stop now?
I think it's close. But
it is
close. But I don't know. I don't believe this is the
last
one.
I'm sure, because they did say season finale, not series finale.
Yeah,
it
is a season finale.
So they have one more. I think they might do one or two more, and that's about it.
Yeah.
But so that's tonight. Last night was the fight. No surprise. Mayweather won.
Did he? I didn't see it.
You didn't see it? I didn't see it either.
No. They told me, but my house was flooded with people who had been drinking at that point. So.
Oh.
I wasn't totally listening.
Okay. All right. Well, that's okay. We probably have more fun anyway. The people that spend a gazillion dollars on tickets,
that's
but I hear it was
insane.
Not a sellout.
It wasn't?
It was not a sellout. According to the internet, it did not sell out as far as the arena goes. But
really?
Mayweather wins in the 10th round with a knockout. They say the first couple rounds, McGregor actually did some boxing.
Uh-huh.
But he's not a boxer.
No.
Yeah. So
I found out yesterday. I was asking somebody finally. I was like, so is this going to be a UFC fight or a boxing fight? Which one's going to happen?
Well, Mayweather made it into a boxing match.
There we go.
Yeah. So, but they both made so many millions. It's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. So that's over and done with. What next? But impressive, though. Mayweather's record is 50-0.
Yeah, I did see that yesterday.
That is very impressive. Let's see. Oh, I put it on my notes here. We won't even talk about the payout. Yeah, so we won't even talk about the payout. All right, Comic-Con is in town. Today is the last day for that. I went. I saw you over there with Janet and Jasmine.
I saw you on Friday. I was there again yesterday.
You were? Yeah, I was kind of going to go, and then I thought, I don't even know enough about all the comic stuff. They did a phenomenal job. Stan Lee Museum, did you go to that?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
That was really cool. You know what I didn't go to, and I didn't go to last year? And I had a friend that was telling me about it last night, and so me and her are going to go today, was the Arcade Expo portion of it.
Oh.
On the map, there's a little room that says Arcade Expo.
Yeah, I went in there last year. Did you go in the Escape Zombie Walk?
No, I haven't gone in any of them.
Okay.
I just go in that one room. I'm not doing it right.
Yeah, you have to go outside the room into all those side rooms, because they have a lot of stuff going on there. So Comic-Con today is open until 4:30. You still have a chance to go over there and experience everything going on. I don't know how Linda Carter's concert was last night. I haven't really heard from anybody, so
I haven't heard anything.
I don't know. I did not go. What did I do last night? Oh, I don't know. Yesterday was kind of a weird day. I'm still, when I'm gone 4 days like that, and it's almost five because of the getting ready to go, and it was four full days, it takes me close to a week to really catch up to where I'm kind of done with it.
Yeah, you kind of get out of it for a little bit.
Yeah, so I'm caught up. Pretty much caught up now, except for the TV show, which, like I said, this one's going to be a little bit different about Nashville, and cameraman Steve is working on it, and I'm not saying a word. I'm not pushing on. I'm just kind of going to do his thing. But Comic-Con, I hear they're breaking records this year, and I like the setup. Still was a little issue with registration, though.
Yeah, and I think parking is tough, too.
Yeah, $8 for parking.
You know what? I ended up doing that yesterday.
$8.
Friday, I parked on the street. I found a spot on the street, but yesterday we decided to park in the parking lot, and it's not bad, but there's still a really long walk. Like, you have to walk around that building.
Oh, you didn't park on this the right side over
I
there?
I parked over closer to where the old Margaritas was.
Oh, then so you have to that's walk a to the other side long of the way to walk. Oh, my. Because you could park right on the other side next to the hotel.
I don't even try to go over there, because I just assume there's just a mess over there.
No, they have tons of parking.
Do they?
Okay, yeah, because they kind of close that street off, but they don't really close the
street
off.
That's what I thought. I thought it was closed.
Yeah, no. But, I was over there, but I got a spot on the street. So just be careful. Just know it's $8 for parking if you don't find a spot on the street. Tickets are $35 a day, I think. I don't know if they're giving you a discount for Sunday. I don't think so, but check it out, because you can still see everybody and everything that's there. So congratulations to Chris Spellman. I hope, because I went in there with my list of winners, thankfully, and I saw that you had not checked in. And you checked in after I did, and they had your name and stuff on the list. But the winners, they were really confused again at registration. They didn't have a promotional pickup sign window like they told me they were going to have to.
There was a person, when I went in, there was a person standing there.
That directed you what window.
But even getting there was kind of weird, because the exit had changed.
Yeah.
And so you kind of went around.
Right.
And then once you go through there, it's kind of just through a alleyway. Alleyway is not the right word, but it's not a hallway.
No, it is. Yeah, you just go into this little building to where you get your tickets, and then you go back into the convention center.
Right.
Yeah, it was a little odd. But anyway, congratulations to them. Here's something else that's happening. Oh, Cathedral City, they voted to become a sanctuary city.
Did they? I thought Coachella.
Oh, sorry. You're right.
I think it was Coachella. Well, Cathedral City is as well.
It's
they
already
actually
a
did one not too
sanctuary.
Long ago.
All right. Yeah. You're right. It is Coachella. I'm looking at this release right in front of me, and I'm saying the wrong thing. Because in my mind, I was thinking about the ramifications. So Coachella is a sanctuary city. The city, for example, received $20 million in federal funding they received for upgrades. So some of this money, if they become a sanctuary city, they are afraid that some of the money will be pulled from them, some of the federal funds. However, they're still going to get other funding money for different projects. So,
right.
Yeah, they're going to get money anyway, but maybe not to use the way they want it to use it.
The only thing that's weird about that to me is that they say that. So there's I don't know the politics behind it. Have a side or any of that. But as far as what I watch, they say that they could lose funding, but then they also say that they were essentially a sanctuary city before.
Yeah.
So if it's something that they were already doing, why make it quote unquote official and lose that money? Why not just keep doing what you're doing and keep the money?
That's a really good point, because they say they have quite a few transportation projects going on in the city, and they depend on federal, state, and local funds for them. but they're still going to be getting the money for those transportation projects. They might not be getting it for other projects.
Yeah, they just kind of, it puts things in the air.
Yeah, just to say you're a sanctuary
state. Right, I mean, it's kind of like...
Isn't the entire United States a sanctuary country? I mean, really? Think about it. Okay, so, well, I guess congratulations to them. They voted on it. They're happy with it. Well, good for them, because there's so many different issues, so many different ways to address all this. All right, traffic alert. City of Rancho Mirage, they have a citywide roadway surfacing project going on. That means any part of Rancho Mirage could have work going on at any given moment. So they still have project work going on Bob Hope Drive. Then it's going to move to Gerald Ford, from Bob Hope to Monterey. So, yeah, it's going to be all over the place. So we're just going to have to keep our eye out and watch for the signs that say that there's going to be road work coming up. Usually they put signs up saying there's going to be road work coming up starting on such and such a day. Believe it. They're not joking. They aren't joking.
They're not just pulling your leg.
Yeah, no, it's truth, because the other day I was on, Dinah Shore, and they wouldn't let anybody turn on to Bob Hope. It really confused a lot of drivers. So anyway, Rancho Mirage has a lot of work going on. And something else I did notice, I don't know if you've noticed it, Sean, but maybe some of our listeners out there have noticed it. There are a lot of lizards everywhere.
I have a whole bunch around my house.
Have you? I mean, this year I have seen more lizards than in the last, we're going on 18 years living in the valley, than ever. They're everywhere.
But you know what I read? Now, I don't know if I should say it because I don't have a whole bunch of information on it, but maybe you heard something too. Mm-hmm. Not too long ago when we had this influx in, I think, crickets.
Yeah,
we had a whole bunch of crickets.
Yeah, that was last year.
They were all eating the crickets. So that's why there's so many lizards now. Because you know what? Honestly, I saw a cricket the other day. That was the first time I saw a cricket, and I don't know how long.
Well,
I see crickets all over the place.
Yeah, I've been spraying because I had
I haven't sprayed for a while.
I think we're in my house last year than outside.
Oh, yeah.
And try watching TV when they're...
Yeah, they're making all kinds of noise. And then, try having a daughter who's scared of them.
Oh, yes.
So she starts screaming.
Oh, and a cricket? They're supposed to be good luck. You're not supposed to kill them.
No.
So I try to capture them. Jack laughs at me. I capture them in a paper towel. I take them outside and drop them over the fence in the bushes. That's what I try to do. And it doesn't always work out, but
well, I have a window that's by my sink in my kitchen. And so there's a light on there. So at night, a lot of times, that little light is on rather than the kitchen light.
And those lights draw them.
And they sit. Well, what's funny is they sit on the window every night without fail. You'll see a lizard sitting on my window, just catching the little bugs that are going to the window.
Well, there are, and they're really, I stopped in the road yesterday to let one, and he was a little large. I mean, they're not little.
I've seen a bunch of little tiny ones. Yeah,
but there's some big ones out there. So just leave them alone. This is their desert as well. So I just wanted to see if anybody else knew about that. And finally, before we go to break, here's something I picked up just kind of perusing the internet yesterday. The Cheesecake Factory. Everybody goes to Cheesecake Factory at the river.
Yep.
And a lot of people, you know, really like their food. In fact, wherever they travel, they look for a Cheesecake Factory. Well, it says here, the Cheesecake Factory calculates a range of suggested gratuity on receipts that is between 15 and 22% of the bill's total. They say that they have been tricking customers into paying more. When those bills are split between multiple parties, the suggested gratuity remains the same, even though each customer's portion of the bill is smaller.
I saw that.
Did you see that?
Yeah. And I also saw that they'll include tax as well to where it...
For the whole bill?
Yeah. So it just kind of goes... It makes it kind of go in a funny direction. The picture I saw was somebody who had filled out the actual... amounts next to their amount and just put I do math.
Wow. So just be careful out there. I'm not saying that they're doing it on purpose, but I think I'm just a 20% tipper.
I don't think they're doing it on purpose. I think that it's just they're not doing it the same way you would. I think everybody kind of tips different, and that's just kind of a generic way. So I think people should still not rely on that and do what they think.
Yeah, you have to come up with your own. You have to take the total price of the bill.
Yes.
And that's where your bill, total price of your bill, figure it out from there.
Yeah.
But I don't mind tipping unless I get bad service, and I'll tell you, I'm a lousy tipper then.
But here's the thing. Are you a lousy tipper or a non-tipper?
Oh, not a non-tipper.
Exactly. Like, yeah. I feel like you would really have to do really bad things to me for me to not tip
to
you
not
anything.
Tip. Yeah. Yeah. No. When people travel, I always say, please, every night you're there, you should be leaving housekeeping something for the next day.
See, I've never done that, but that's cool. I don't know why I've never even thought about that.
No, you should, because they come in, and frankly, it really gets you some extra soaps and more towels, and they appreciate it. They really appreciate it.
I can totally imagine.
Because, I mean, they're cleaning up after a lot of people, and some people just act like you look and you walk down the hall and look at some of these rooms, and you think, really?
Oh, they make a mess.
It's disgusting. All right, on that note, we do have prizes today as well, believe it or not. On that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Get a Life weekly announcements. We have freebies, all sorts of stuff. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. We'll be right back.
The business news leader is Money Radio 1200.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. This is a shortened half hour. No, not really. We flew through this first hour of Traveling with Françoise. This is the Get a Life weekly announcements brought to you by The 500, Palm Springs' only concierge-driven executive building, also home to Ristretto for coffee lovers. Go to their website, the500ps.com. Stop by Ristretto and have an affogato with ice cream and stuff. So I told you about Expert Repairs by Joseph in the mall, new advertiser, new sponsor of Traveling with Françoise. At the top level, Westfield Mall, going over there, and they do fix eyeglasses. Today they are open from 11 to 7, and they are open daily. So again, that is Expert Repairs. Also, Angel View, they had a busy year. They have another busy year coming up, but right now, October, they do have the October 21st, the car show, where Angel View is the recipient for the 9th annual Palm Springs Casual Concourse car show on October 21st at Doubletree Resort. So we need to get in touch with them. I will have all this information on the website. Coachella Valley Volkswagen, they have a lot of specials going on, all sorts of things from filters to oil changes, you name it, they have it. McDonald's, I have to say, in Nashville, wait till Dick comes in here, Dick Shalhoub. McDonald's in Nashville is the only McDonald's with live entertainment.
Live entertainment?
Live entertainment.
Really?
Nightly. So I think he needs to do that here.
That's funny.
Yeah, that is funny.
So was it like a lot, or did it seem kind of background? Like, how did it really, really change the vibe, or did it add something to it?
I think for there, it added to it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
That's
Are we
cool.
going to have to step aside right away?
Yeah.
Okay. Are we?
Yeah, it's actually already playing.
Yeah, because we did the first opening so long. Anyway, we'll be right back. Enjoy the news. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Tell us what you think on the contact page of MoneyRadio1200.com.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. I am Françoise Rhodes. All right, we're talking about some weekly announcement. Indian Ridge Country Club, they have a whole lot of things going on over there. They've been working on their outdoor dining cafe. They've been putting a whole bunch of new stuff in there. Of course, it's over by their beautiful pool complex, one of the many. So Indian Ridge Country Club, if you're looking for the ultimate country club experience, check out Indian Ridge Country Club in Palm Desert. They have a new director of golf, which is Jim Robinson. We want to welcome Jim to Indian Ridge. And, of course, Diane Williams and Associates, they can help you out over there. For a list of all our sponsors, including Command One Security, they do security for home or business, along with Renova Solar, McDonald's, Thai Smile, Brell Institute, the list goes, Desert Entertainer, the magazine, the list goes on and on. Just go to the website, travelingwithfrancoise.com. And if you need your scissors professionally sharpened, scissors or knives, call Tony Quinzio, 310-365-5444. All that information is on the website, again, Traveling with Françoise. Now, I did a pop-up contest on the Facebook page just because I had some tram passes that were going to expire the first week or so in October, and the tram is closed for maintenance between, I think it's September 7th through October 11th, or it's either September 11th or October 7th, something like that. They're annual maintenance. So I wanted to make sure that I got those out. I want to make sure people had the opportunity to use them. So we did have a pop-up contest, had a lot of people enter, and we had I surprised people with three. Actually gave three certificates away.
Oh, yeah?
I don't tell them. I don't say. I just say, take a chance.
Yeah?
Yeah, and so they did, and a lot of entries, but three people won. One, a couple from India, someone from Palm Springs, I think, and someone from Palm Desert. So with that said, I do have passes. Now, these don't expire till November. Passes for two for the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway. You cannot have one in the last 30 days. So give us a call if you're interested. 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255. And the next hour of the show, I do have some stuff to give away along with the passes for two to go whale watching with Dana Wharf Whale Watching Company. And that's when we're really going to get into my trip to Nashville. We're really going to talk about it, and we'll talk about the solar eclipse and talk about the stamps that someone sent me, the solar eclipse stamps. Yeah, you know, they probably were thinking, why didn't we hear from her that she got them? So we're going to talk about those as well. But right now it's time to talk about the Get a Life Weekly freebies brought to you by Country Club Cleaners in Palm Desert. From bedding, ball gowns, and casual wear, Country Club Cleaners does it all, even alterations. And my favorite, press only, because I do not know how to iron. Yeah, I would end up putting a big old burned hole in anything I iron. It's not my thing. They are located in the Bristol Farm Shopping Center, and they will give you 10% off your dry cleaning only, 10% off if you mention traveling with Francoise. So again, Country Club Cleaners, Jeannie O, she is the owner, and she will be right there taking your order and taking your clothes in. And they do everything on site too. They don't send it off, where some cleaners send all their stuff to a different site. Everything is right there on site, which to me is kind of important, because I've been going there 17 years, and she lost one pair of pants. And it was funny because someone brought in a pair of pants just like the pants that I had. This was probably 6 or 7 years ago. Identical color, identical everything, and it was a different size. And that person was staying at the hotel, because they also do the dry cleaning for the Marriott. And we could never find who that person was. So anyway, but that's okay. That's a pretty darn good track record in my book. So Jeannie's such a sweetheart. Okay, Sean.
You have a winner. You have Ronald from Palm Springs online.
Okay. Hi, Ronald from Palm Springs. Oh, hello.
He's on there.
Okay, Ron.
That's very strange.
I don't know. So, okay, Ron. Is he still?
Yeah, the phone's still lit up, but it's not coming through the board for some reason.
Oh, very on. Okay, push one more button and we'll take a shot. And if it doesn't work.
Yeah, no, I'm not hearing anything. I don't think it's there.
Okay, well, ask.
Oh, well, he hung up. Maybe it was on his end. Because now he hung up.
Did we get his information?
I do have his information.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I imagine he'll call right back. Maybe it was something on his end.
I know.
Everything was on.
Yeah. Ron, that was weird. So give us a call back if you want. 760-440-8255. That was odd.
Yeah.
Okay. Today's an odd morning, huh?
It's the story of my life.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. All right. Well, as for the freebies, so Ronald did win from Palm Springs. He did win two passes to the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway. So congratulations. Like I say, if you want to call back, give us another try and see what's going on. 760-440-8255. That was strange. All right. Paint El Paseo Pink registration is open. The website is on our website, so you can go on through and register for that. It is Saturday, October 14th. And it's, in fact, this year, I guess they're closing El Paseo down because this event just keeps getting larger and larger. And so it is closing. They're closing El Paseo down. And if you want to be part of it, it's Paint El Paseo Pink, Walk to Fight Cancer. Again, you can go to the DesertCancerFoundation.org. And we are going to try and get Ron on the air one more time. I don't know. It's weird stuff going on here. Gay Men's Chorus, they have their audition on Tuesday, August 29th at 7 p.m. at the Mizell Senior Center. Go on over there, be part of the group, and you will have a great time because these guys are phenomenal. And they take, you don't need gay, friendly, gay, straight, whatever, they want you. You can sing, come on over. That's what it's all about, camaraderie, singing, and giving great entertainment. Okay. So what, John?
I have him on again, I think, maybe, okay. Hopefully.
Ron, are you there?
I'm here.
Yay! We don't know what happened. So how you doing, Ron?
Something electrical happened.
Yeah, I know. It's weird. They said, you know, after the solar eclipse, either something good, your life was either going to turn better or worse. I don't know. So maybe
I've had both happen. So
maybe it happened with our electrical systems as well. Well, when was the last time you were up at the tram?
Oh, it's been a while. Well, oh, no, you know. Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a while? Okay. Well, good, because you're going to go up again. Pardon me?
I wanted to call back and let you know how excited I was to be going.
Oh, well, good. Now, just remember, it says on there when their maintenance is, but these tickets don't expire until November, so you'll have plenty of time to use them.
Great. That's great.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for listening, and you enjoy your walk around the tram up there at the top.
Will do.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, so good. Now, we're glad we got that mysterious phone situation fixed up. So, anyway, the auditions for the Palm Springs Gay Men's Chorus is Tuesday, August 29th at 7 p.m. at the Mizell Senior. So, go on over there. Here's something else that is free as well. On the front porch of the Ranger Station, they're going to have a discussion about the proposed Cadiz Water Project. And this is on Tuesday the 29th from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. And this will be at Pioneertown Mountains Preserve, which actually I want to call them because we've never had Pioneertown Mountain Preserve on the show. And I think we should. So this is going to be Tuesday, August 29th from 6:30 to 7:30. They're going to talk about the insight on the project that will be, again, the Cadiz Water Project. And the California Desert Program Manager for the National Parks Conservation Association will be present to give insight on the project, answer questions, and share what the project means for our Mojave Desert. So again, this is happening at Pioneertown on Tuesday, August 29th. It's free. They're hoping you will call to make reservations. The Preserve Hours is open 7 days a week, free of charge from sunset to sunrise. The number, I'll make sure this number is on our website, but it is 760-369-7105. And we are going to have David Green. He's going to be on the show with us next week. This is David Green with the Musical Theater University. They are now looking for people to enroll in the university. It is free of charge to all participants. I'm going to let him explain more about this when he comes on the show, but auditions are currently underway and classes begin September 18th. If you know someone that should be grades 8 through 12 from both public and private high schools throughout the Coachella Valley that are looking to have a career in professional theater, this is for them. And the number is 760-202-6488. And of course, the Fair, Riverside County Fair and National Date Festival, they still have auditions open or accepting applications until October 11th for the Queen Scheherazade Scholarship Pageant. Must be 18 years of age or less, and they get to do all these fun things with the date festival when it comes in. So go to the website datefest.org for that. And then let's see, what else do we have? La Quinta Art Museum, they have a new program that ends, well, they have a new exhibit, which isn't new anymore. It actually is going to end at the end of this month. It's California A to Z, so you might want to get over there and enjoy that. And then Palm Springs Art Museum, they have free admission on Thursdays all day at the Palm Springs Art Museum, so take advantage of that. And then the Living Desert and the Palm Springs Art Museum, they have that partner membership thing going on there. Yeah, so if you're a member of the Palm Springs Art Museum, you get in free at the Living Desert and vice versa. And sadly, the Living Desert lost a giraffe.
Did they really?
Yes, they lost one of their giraffes, and they're not really sure what's happening, what
they
happened there.
Why.
Yeah. And the giraffe, I forgot. I think the giraffe's been there for about 7 years or so.
Wow.
But yeah, they found the giraffe passed away, so who knows? I don't know. They're going to do a autopsy, which they call a necropsy.
I was going to say, is it called the same thing?
Yes.
It's funny. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm. For this giraffe and see what happened to him. Who knows? Maybe he ate something that was bad that we didn't know was growing, or he just, I don't know.
I wonder, like with the wildlife, you know, like with, not, I don't want to say a spider, because I don't want to imagine a spider that could take down a giraffe. That just scares me.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, I wonder if, you know, stuff like that, if it came in contact with a rattlesnake, or, you know.
I mean, I think anything can happen. Sometimes we have so many black widows this year.
It's gross.
Which, they eat the crickets also.
Yeah, but I don't like them. I try to. No. I don't like nothing that small should be able to hurt me the way it can.
Yeah, and I have to say, I had one mosquito bite in Nashville. This, the others were just kind of regular mosquito bites.
Uh-huh.
But this one bite, what, so swollen and full of water, I popped
really?
It twice. And itched. Oh, boy, did it itch. And I thought, dang, what made that mosquito that so much more powerful than the others? I don't know.
But, Hercules mosquito.
Yeah, I ignored him. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to find out about the Get a Life Weekly Priced Events brought to you by Desert Arc Attire in Thousand Palms. We'll be right back.
Learn more about Money Radio day or night at MoneyRadio1200.com.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. I am Francoise Rhodes. Joining us in the boardroom is Sean Flanagan.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's just you and I today, Sean.
It's just us.
I think, unless cameraman Steve wanders in, but I kind of have a feeling he's probably... He's one of those guys that once he gets all this footage for a television show...
Oh, just locks himself in a room.
Or like, right. Yeah, and he has other things he's working on, not just my show, but he has other shows that he's working on.
Yep.
And...
But you know what, though? What's awesome is that shows how much he likes it. Because you can't do that with anything unless you enjoy doing
right.
it.
Right. And
because
he loves it.
I'll do the same thing. I mean, I'll have my head down for a couple days. And it doesn't feel bad because I'm having fun. I'm doing what I want to do.
Right. You enjoy it. So that happens to me when I start traveling. Once I start going, I can just keep right on going.
You know what I noticed? Traveling for me is tough. From that trip to San Diego, it's tough. Mm-hmm. I need too much control.
Oh.
I don't know what it is.
Well, we'll tell you about my flight on the way back. Our flight, actually, all of us, that we spend a lot of time in the airport. But you know what? It's all part of it. All right. Get a Life Weekly Priced Events brought to you by Desert Arc Attire and Thousand Palms. Desert Arc Attire is right across from the Coachella Valley Brewery. Yes, on Gunter Street over there in Thousand Palms. They have a two-week turnaround, and they do such a great job over there. And remember, when you use Desert Arc Attire for embroidery, silk screening, all that sort of stuff, you're employing people from Desert Arc. So it's a win-win all the way around. 760-343-7333. All right. Joseph in the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat in Palm Springs is happening at the 29 Palms Inn from August 25th to September 3rd. So for more information, you'll need to go to their website, 29palmsinn.com. On September 1st, the Legends and Locals All-Star Benefit Concert will be happening at the Big Rock Pub. Have you been over there yet?
I have not. No.
I haven't either. So many people, they say they're doing fantastic over there. This is a legendary rock and roll icons will come together to raise funds to place a star in the Palm Springs Walk of Fame for legendary drummer Alvin Taylor. Tickets, let's see, concert will take place September 1st from 6 to 10 p.m. Tickets can be purchased at their online site, or you can give them a call at 760-464-6773. I will make sure this information is on the website. Okay. Animal Samaritans, that same night, September 1st, they are having a wine tasting at Total Wines in Palm Desert. It is from 1 to 3 p.m., so you can go to both. You can go to Total Wines from 1 to 3 and then go over to the Big Rock Pub afterwards. Just don't drink and drive from 6 to 10 p.m. But you will be sampling wines. And it's $3 per bottle. The wine is called Mixed Breed, with a portion of every bottle sold. $3 per bottle will get donated to Animal Samaritans. So that's lots of fun for them. So good for them. That's the name of a wine, Mixed Breed. Okay? And that is, again, September 9th. And don't forget, all this information will be on the website.
You had somebody that was looking for the knife sharpener phone number.
Oh, Tony.
And scissors, yes.
Tony Quinzio. Well, it's on the website. Traveling with Francoise. All our sponsors' information is on the website, and if I can.
And now it's stacked in your papers.
And now it's in my papers. Oh, here we go. Does this person have
that
a name?
That was a good grab. You pretty much opened that up right to the page.
Did this person have a name?
No.
No. Okay. Well, this no-name person out there, Tony's phone number is 310-365-5444. There you go. And remember, anything that you don't catch, pretty much everything, especially all our sponsors' information and the event information, is on the website, Traveling with Francoise. Okay, Safari Nights at the Living Desert, their first one coming up. They have five of them in September, and that is September 2nd, Tacos and Tequila. Sounds like a lot of fun to me, from 7 to 10 p.m. And for more information, go to livingdesert.org. The events are open to all ages. However, guests must be 21 and older and show valid photo ID to participate and in specialty cocktails. Yes, that definitely makes sense. All right, Palm Springs Aerial Tramway, they have special Labor Day. Can you believe Labor Day is September 4th? It's not this Monday. It's next Monday.
Before you know it, it's going to be Halloween.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there are Halloween decorations.
They are, Costco has costumes already.
Yeah. I forgot. I was going to take a picture. I was wandering around somewhere, and I saw a holiday decoration. I said, no, don't do it.
And the problem with Halloween, as soon as Halloween hits, then the new year comes like that. Because then you got Thanksgiving. And everything just falls real quick.
We fly on through all of this. But Labor Day, they have special hours. The first tram up is at 8 a.m. The last tram up will be 8 p.m., and the last tram down will be 9:45 p.m. And the tram departs at least every 30 minutes. So again, they do have special hours on Labor Day. And for more info, go to thepstramway.com. All right, the second annual Taste of Summer Rancho Mirage is still going on. Their last week now. Remember, you had your $10 wristband that you purchased back in July. Well, their last week is September 8th through 17th. And many participating restaurants in Rancho Mirage show your bracelet, and you get discounts and all sorts of fun stuff. And for more information, you can go to their website, which is, for all the participating restaurants, tasteofsummerranchomirage.com. It's kind of funny to even be saying the taste of summer in September.
Right. But yeah, it feels warm, so yeah, hey, maybe that will
definitely warm enough for summer. And let's see. We talked about the safaris over at the Living Desert. Don't forget, in October, we do have the Desert Oasis Music Festival. This is like a reggae-type, different sort of fall music festival. It will be over at the Polo Grounds. You can buy tickets online now at DesertOasisMusicFestival.com. And so we'll see. They also, it's a two-day festival with more than 20 acts on three stages. They're hip-hop, R&B artists, Latin rockers, and SKA punk band. Ska?
Ska.
What is ska?
Ska is like a... I don't even know how to describe it, honestly.
Oh my gosh, if you have to think about that long.
Yeah, it's kind of like a... I don't want to say it's punk. It's kind of like a soft... It's kind of a not-so-hardcore punk.
Okay. Well, they have singer guitarists as well. They have some reggae bands. So.
Yeah, there'll probably be some horns or something in it, too.
Oh, all right. And genre-bending Spankshaft.
That you're unknown on that one. I don't know what that is.
That's the name. These names of these groups are quite interesting here. So it's quite a mixture. Desert Oasis Music Festival. Again, their website is DesertOasisMusicFestival.com. Right. And Modernism Week will be here before you know it. They're already selling tickets for it. ModernismWeek.com. And I didn't even mention, because I have it in the second hour of the show, Borrego Springs, their festival, Borrego Days Desert Festival, is October 20th through 22nd. You should reserve your room now. Do it at the Borrego Springs Resort and Spa, Golf Resort and Spa. I will be emceeing the parade, but they're expanding more. They have down Main Street before the parade. They're going to have go-kart demonstrations, some Olympic winner, skate luge person or X-Factor winner or something, where they do a skateboard luge or...
I think I know the ones where they go down the street, right? They go down these giant hills and go insanely fast.
Yeah, and they do. They're almost lying flat on these skateboards, and it's crazy. So we're going to have some of that, a lot of fun stuff. And remember, it is all free there, and it all happens on Christmas Circle. Now, the next hour of the show is here. Boom. There we go. We are going to talk about a little bit about travel in general, and then we're going to talk about my recent trip to Nashville. Tell you about it. Frankly, I'll tell you right now, I loved Nashville. Humidity and mosquitoes aside,
I don't think I've ever heard anything bad about Nashville.
Yeah, the vibe, it had almost, it's just like New Orleans, Las Vegas, New York. You embrace the vibe that it has for itself. It's not trying to be anyone else but who they are.
Yep.
Nashville. No. Anyway, stick around. And we're going to talk about the solar eclipse as well. I looked right up and saw the whole darn thing. And I'll tell you what happened at the airport when the solar eclipse was happening. You do know they estimate about $700 billion was lost in productivity during that 2.5 minutes because no one was working.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I saw it firsthand. All right, folks. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Stick around for some local and national news, and we'll be back in about 5 minutes.